So part of the Mashiach process is the bearer of the Ra. The bearer of the Ra means perfecting Klal Yisrael, making Klal Yisrael perfect, taking out all the parts of Klal Yisrael that are, you know, that are not exactly what they should be. So the Goyim goes through a very, very interesting process, let's call it, of what parts of Klal Yisrael need to be cleared out of the way in order to directly be left with the Subin, with the best product. And now they have the best product, Mashiach will come straight off. So he says the Klal Yisrael is Nimshal to Tevuah, to grain. Right? Reishis Tevuasai, the Klal Yisrael is the grain of is Tevuah, is like Tevuah. Okay? So Tevuah has three parts of the psoilus, of the garbage. One is called Moitz. It's very, very exterior to the thing itself. It's like the stalk, right? It's like the stalk and stuff like that. Okay. Then there's the tevin, which is on the kernel, but it's all the shells and all that stuff. So you got to take that away. Then you have the subin. So subin is that once you, it's like the whole wheat. It's like, it's not the outside. It's the actual edible part. Some of the edible part is better than others. Okay. So he says that this is symbolizing the three levels that Klal Yisrael need to clear out of the way in order to be left with a piece of wheat that Mashiach can come and Mashiach can redeem. So I don't know if it comes out clearly, more clearly, but I feel I don't have to yell when I have this figure for some reason. So I'm gonna do it with that. So the he says like this, there are three, I guess, philosophical categories of psoilus. The first one, each one comes from each one of the others. Avram, but Avram had a very, very large psoilus. It was called Holy Shmuel. Yishmael was a very big psoilus, so he had to get rid of Yishmael. So that's the mites. That's like the stalks. There's no shaykhis to the grain. Next is Esav. Yitzchak had Esav to get rid of. Yitzchak, the birth of Yitzchak, gave birth to Yaakov, but then gave birth to Esav too. So we have to get rid of Esav. Now, by the way, I want to go off on a tangent a little bit to explain the chilek between Esav and Yishmael. The psoilus of Yishmael is different than the psoilus of Esav. Yishmael was much more outside of Klal Yisrael than Esav was. Yishmael, first of all, his mother was not one of the imams. So his father was an Av, but his mother wasn't. The Chazal say Esav's head was in Maris Machpelah. Yishmael's head wasn't, because Esav, his mother, was also one of the mugs. So Esav was really much more destined to be part of Klal Yisrael. Just that Esav lost it. He couldn't live up to his full potential. That's why only his head was in Maris Machpelah, because in his brain, in his neshama, in his koyach, he was a Maris HaMachpelah, like a person. Just his body didn't follow. He couldn't bring his body along. So his body did not make it into Maris HaMachpelah. So Esav was much more, he had a lot more potential. He theoretically was a lot more part of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Esav. Now, Lamaisa, Esav, messed up. But theoretically, he was much more part of it. What's another Nafkamina? Nafkamina is that lost in Lavoy, Yavoy Moshim Haratzim Shmatzar Esav. Esav may join up with Klal Yisrael again. Yishmael will never. Yishmael's out. Yishmael claims, what's Yishmael's claim to fame? Yishmael's claim is that Eretz Yisrael's theirs, is that the Akedah happened to Yishmael. They say they are the Zera Avram. That's not the case with Esav. Esav knows we're the real deal. They just hold that they could be part of it. They want us to be in Eretz Yisrael for care. They hold their thing will come when we're in Eretz Yisrael. Yishmael wants Eretz Yisrael, they don't want us there. Yishmael is arguing about who's the Malucha. Esav knows that we're the Ikra and they could be part of us. So that's what the Goyin is saying, I think. He says the first level of Birur is Yishmael, is the Moitz, is the stalk. It doesn't do it to kernel B'chol. It's out. It's totally exterior. It's a total Birur of the Koyach of Avram that wasn't Koychoy to come from one of the Moitz. That Koyach had to be left out of Klal Yisrael. Next, there was a Koyach of you're already on the grain, but it's not just the shell. It's the very exterior part. That also needs beer, but that's already Esav. That was already there, but it was not good enough. I had to leave. So the Goyin says that each one of these. So those are the two ideas of Esav, and I have more on this. Actually, I have a whole piece on this. Let me see if I can find some more of the nafkaminas, Esav and Yishmael on this. But that's really the concept. Okay, now the Goyin says interestingly that that parallels the Shnei Mashiachim, Shehem Mashiach ben Yosef, uMashiach ben David. Okay, that's the power of Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. So Mashiach ben Yosef is going to remove the parts that have no shaykhis to Klal Yisrael. That's the Yishmael parts. Right? That's the Birur of Yishmael. But Mashiach ben David is going to come, and he's going to have to get even closer, right? A similar thing. You find that Avram Avinu was Goreshes Ha'ama Hazoy says Bina. Avram Avinu threw Esav threw Yishmael out of the house. It means he's not part of the Nachla of Avram Avinu at all. Esav, forget it. Yaakov left. We never found that Esav was thrown out of the house. Esav was not necessarily Nigrash from being part of Klal Yisrael, right? There was an Adrava. The Mefarshim say that the concept of Esav was to be like Yisachar Zvulun. And there's an Arizal, the Arizal writes that Gerim came out of the Koyach of the Rosh of Esav. Whatever that means. But there's the Koyach of the Rosh of Esav. We say that Rivka had twins, Shnei Goyim Bevitnich. In other words, there was a Koyach for them both to exist, okay? Now, by the way, there's even halachic ramification to this. If someone says that, if he says, I'm going to make a hana, mudarani, I'm making a neder, not to have any hana from Zera Avram. He's asr b'bnei, he's mutar b'bnei Yishmael, but he's asr b'bnei Esav. Because b'nei Yishmael is not considered Zera Avram at all. But B'nai Esav is considered Zera Avram. So it's very, very interesting. Now, next. There's a lot of other nafkaminas, but let's leave that out. Okay. Now, that is the Birur of Koyach of Esav versus the Koyach of Yishmael, and that's the Birur of the cleansing, the process of the first the stalk. And that's Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef to get rid of the stalk, and then Mashiach ben David is going to perfect the kernel. But when Mashiach comes, are we going to eat whole wheat bread? we're going to want a good, sweet, fluffy white bread. Right? So, assuming that, no, we're not going to be health nuts in those, we're not going to worry about that. So you're going to want fluffy, sweet, white bread. So even, now comes the hard part. You have to be mevarer Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu seems pretty good to me. So the Goyin says, no, there's a koyach of Erev Rav. There's a koyach outside that sticks on to Yaakov. And that koyach of Erev Rav is like the whole wheat of the grain. To get the pure grain, you got to dig and carve out and like really get to the kishkas of the kernel and peel it off, so that you're left with whole with white with the full grain and not with just, you know, the garbage or whatever with all the other things. So that's what he says. He says here, the heim yavaru esomi moitzu tevi. The you can moitzu sne ruach ubeis esav lakash. That's why the pasuk says beis. But however, lo yeh birur gamur, it's still not completely clean. Achi yibaru min ha'erev rav, shem neged asubin. That's like the part of the grain that's sticky. Shem dvekim b'chita me'oid, v'heim apsoilas shekeneged yakoiz. Okay. What's that psoilas? What is that psoilas? The koyach of erev rav. What is that koyach? So he says that's the koyach of bittul Torah and prikas oil. Where does that come from? That comes from the people within Klal Yisrael that learn from the people around us to be wealthy and gaivadik. That's what the Goyin says. He says, V'heim ha'ashirim alize ga'avosech. So, whereas the first two birurim are kind of outside us. Okay, look, Hashem, look, take care of Esav. Hashem, take care of Yishmael. You know, leave me alone. No. You got to, there's still perfection for you to do. Where are we? What's our problem? Our problem is the influences from the outside. It's not from the inside. The inside, we're good. The problem is, it's still something from the outside that's influencing us. That influence, Zok the Goyin, is the influence of gaiva, looking for kavod, looking for exterior things to justify us, to build us up, to, you know, all that exterior stuff. That's the gasi ruach. And in order to have a full geula, we're going to go need to go through that process. Now the Goyin says, oh, we're out of time. We'll have to finish tomorrow. Exactly. How does that process happen? All right. But that's what he says. It's fascinating stuff. Okay.
Thanks, Rabbi. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Shkach, everyone.